Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation CEO Jason Andringa joins us on today's program to talk about the potential impact of tariffs on steel and aluminum proposed by President Trump and his administration and what it could mean for Vermeer moving forward. Well, Jason, first of all, thank you for joining us as you are actually in California on business, but obviously some big news in the world of manufacturing. President Trump announcing potential tariffs on aluminum and steel that is imported from overseas. What was your initial reaction to the news that he would be taxing something that I'm sure Vermeer uses quite a bit in their product?
First of all, I want to say that the business environment that has been cultivated by the administration has been very positive for Vermeer over the last 12 to 16 months. The rollback in regulations and the tax reform that was passed at the end of last year, that has certainly been very positive for manufacturers and for Vermeer. So, you know, really coming into this announcement that was made last week, there was really a lot of very positive momentum going on for manufacturers and companies like Vermeer. But unfortunately, the talk of tariffs throws some cold water on that, and a concern, and the stock market has been by this concern over the last few weeks, is that this is just another indication that inflation may ramp up fairly significantly. And on the one hand, we've been in a very low inflationary environment for the last 10 years, really. But as you think about having to spend more for all of your incoming materials, and steel is our number one incoming material at Vermeer, it really just brings a level of uncertainty and risk and cost to the business that, you know, just in general could slow down the very positive momentum that we've been experiencing for the past year plus.
And you kind of alluded to the fact that steel is obviously a big part of your product. I imagine aluminum is too. What kind of impact would a 10% increase in cost or a 25% increase in cost that have been proposed, what kind of impact does that have on your overall supply chain when you are trying to make these decisions about either making new products or expanding your market reach?
The day before Trump announced these proposed tariffs, we actually made a steel purchase, and that steel purchase was 35% higher than what we had assumed our steel cost was going to be this year. So we had made those sort of business assumptions last late summer, early fall. So already in just half a year, steel has risen 35% over where we business planned it to be. And so that was the day before Trump announced that he was going to pursue tariffs. So the day he announced those tariffs, steel went up another 3 to 5%. So it's going to make a big impact on us. We have made some calculations as to what this is going to mean for our financials, and it is a significant monthly financial, what we call negative variance, for the rest of the year. So it definitely is something that's going to affect our financials.
And you use the term cold water and in terms of the momentum that you said was built, especially with the tax reform package that was passed. Does this, you know, obviously the numbers may not match up exactly, but does this kind of negate some of that momentum in your mind in regards to the savings that you did have or whatever you were able to pass down to your employees from tax reform?
I wouldn't say we've seen it yet, but we anticipate it affecting us more and more as time goes on. And you know, we had bought steel ahead right up until recently and had bought steel ahead at our standard value, the value that we planned coming into the year. So now every time we buy steel at this much more elevated price, it is going to, you know, affect ultimately the bottom line. And Vermeer is a profit sharing company. We're proud to be that way, that when we have a profitable year, we look forward to, we enjoy sharing that with all of our employees. And obviously, we'll do the best we can to mitigate cost increases and be more efficient and you know, run our business as well as we can to preserve that to the bottom line. But you know, really it just sort of slows down the very positive momentum that we had going for us. At this point, we certainly anticipate continuing to have a positive year. As you mentioned, I'm in California meeting with our North America dealers right now, and we're continuing to hear very positive things with regards to what they're hearing from their customers as far as how much work is out there. So we continue to be feeling very positive about the year, but this just adds a component of increased cost into the mix that we're going to have to actively manage going forward.
Once again, that was Vermeer Corporation CEO Jason Andringa. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.